You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
Very good. Welcome in, everybody. Glad to have you along on Hump Day. Aaron Zommers, right off the bat here, Zommers, for those watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, what have you, we stream the show. You get to see us, for better or worse, and they have changed the format now, and now, Zommers, we're going to do this in real time. What has popped up on my screen here, it says Insta360 link firmware update.
Right,
do I hit remind me later or download? Because I'm afraid if I touch something, it's all going to go
to
hell.
Don't touch anything.
Kreitler says, don't touch anything.
Look at that. Zommers is in the studio now.
Yes, I'm a young person.
The pilot's been incapacitated. The co-pilot is taking over now.
Just like Airplane. That is the voice, the mellow tones, the baritones coming across Lake Wissota on a beautiful fall day. He is the host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow. Mr. Pat Kreitlow, how are you?
Oh, that is me, isn't it? Yes. Hello. It's nice to be here.
It's great to have you here and joining us, as he does every Wednesday, a former Republican like myself from the Tony suburbs of our nation's capital, but originally a River Falls boy, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trygve Olson. Trygve, how are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm a little leery because Pat has been on Facebook fire with some of his.
He has.
Going after Derek Van Odwin in his tweet.
It doesn't take much, that's for sure.
Yeah. Takes a lot to intimidate me, but I'm a little nervous here, Todd.
You don't want to be on Patrick's bad side.
I want Pat coming at me.
I don't think you're in danger of doing the things Derek Van Orden has been doing for the past week.
Before we get into that, I am wearing a lovely gift from my sister. We went out last year to see the Broadway show, Kimberly Akimbo. And one of the themes of the show is life is short. Enjoy the ride, the roller coaster. So here you go. There's the...
Short ride.
Yeah, well, that's what you see, but it says life is short. Enjoy the ride. It's a good motto to seize the day. We had Kira Sabin, our positivity life psychologist, on yesterday talking about the fact that, look, even though bad things are happening every day, there are also great things happening every day. And I think it's important just to remember some of the good things. So I'm going to start us off this week. I want both of you to answer the question, Pat Kreitlow, what's good?
Wow. You could have just as easily asked if I would sprout another head out of the side of my neck here. I was so unprepared for that one. Tell you something good over the past few days. Tell you what's good is having producers who are quick on the button and can bring up Rufus and Chaka Khan on a moment's notice. That's
there.
Like.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. That's something. Yeah. Trygve.
No, I'll tell you the other good thing. I'm sorry, Trygve. No. If there's something that's good, it's that we collectively, Civic Media, we have become a destination for people who are seeking public office. We had not one, but two candidates early this morning making their announcements, one of them for the very first time on our show.
Yes.
And I feel like we're doing a good thing for the listeners all around Wisconsin, is bringing them points of view they may not otherwise get.
State Representative Francesca Hong launched her Democratic gubernatorial bid this morning on Pat Schill. We'll get back to that in a minute. Trygve Olson, tell us something good.
The Micah Parsons Project. Oh, Green Bay Packer defense is pretty good.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Deer hunting season is not that far off.
Bow hunting,
High school football's going on.
All great things. Mine's just going to be the fall weather. I mean, this is really my favorite time of year from now until about the end of November. I love this time of year in Wisconsin. So I am very happy to have the fall season upon us. By the way, Trick, let's start with the gubernatorial race here, and we'll get to Pat in a second. But Trigvy, I've received a text from a listener that says, when is Trigvy going to start walking back to Wisconsin? There are doors to be knocked for Kelder Royce. Oh. Because Trigvy
did she officially announce?
Yeah, she came on our show
on Monday. Yes.
Oh, well, I didn't.
He's busy. He's been in a little bit of a DC. Hole. I know you have.
We understand. But
Noah, you got to.
I'm physically located someplace, but I'm. I've been ensconced in the matrix.
Well, the race is.
I said though, the first show I'm going to come on and talk about what I'm doing is going to be this one. So
and I know a little bit of what it is, and it's legit, yeah, and you're not going to want to miss it when it happens. All right, cool. Pat, let's go to the governor's race on your show this morning, exclusively. A great get, Francesca Hahn, state representative here in Madison, represents most of the isthmus of the east northeast side of Madison. Announced her gubernatorial race this morning on your show. She calls herself a wild card.
Yeah, because, you know, underdog is, I guess Jesse O'Poyne must have asked her that from the Journal Sentinel. And she said, wild card is better than underdog. And look, what we've got in this race right now is in Francesca Hahn is we've got, shall we say, candor, you know, somebody who's going to call it as she sees it. It has been during her relatively short time in the state assembly, but she has made herself very well known, because she does not play the, you know, go along to get along kind of thing. If she thinks that something's wrong, she's going to say it's wrong. If she thinks something is baloney, she's going to call it a word other than baloney. And what she said on the show today was that, you know, this is a time for bold ideas. And look, all the candidates who are in right now, the top four Democratic candidates, are solid progressives and Democrats, but, you know, in terms of the tone that they're going to take and the strategy that they're going to take to try to win over votes, they will not be cookie cutter going forward.
As a former Democratic state legislator, Pat, give me your view on this. My opinion as a former Republican is, politically speaking, probably makes it the toughest on Sarah Rodriguez with this announcement, because in Milwaukee, the two biggest Democratic counties, biggest vote getters are Dane, where Madison is at, and Milwaukee County. And state or county executive David Crowley in Milwaukee has announced the mayor there, Kevler Johnson, has endorsed him. That kind of solidifies Milwaukee County in a certain way, in my opinion. Now in Dane, now you have it split between State Senator Keller Royce, State Representative Francesca Hahn. It would seem that Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, now her big place to get votes is going to be all the outstate Democrats, harder and more expensive to get.
I know, but allow me to put my fingers together like a supervillain and say, just as I planned it, because the only way to win now, if you're splitting the Dane County vote and if you're splitting the Milwaukee area vote, is get in the car and come talk to the rest of us up here. And that's exactly what these candidates have been doing and what they have to do now. They can no longer put something in their back pocket. You know, David Crowley can't put Milwaukee in his back pocket with Sarah Rodriguez there. Kelder Royce can't put Madison in her back pocket with Fran there. And so they've got to get out and about like crazy for the next 11 months. I thoroughly believe that they will. They are going to run into crowds, some of whom are, you know, as dyed-in-the-wool Democrats as you would find in Dane or Milwaukee County. And it's going to be tempting to think, okay, well, a far-left message is what's going to help me win the primary. And then they're going to go talk someplace else, and they're going to be reminded that there's a whole lot of other Wisconsin that does not want things to go too far to the left or too far to the right. And so some of these candidates are going to specialize in taking a more moderate path, seeing that as the ultimate, you know, key to success. Others are going to say, nope, you got to go big and bold. And I am here for all of it. I think it's going to be a great primary.
And Trigvy Olson, I'll let you speak for yourself, but you've said on this program before, the two Democrats you said that you'd be willing to go knock on doors for were Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and State Senator Kelder Royce, because they've done exactly what Pat has said, which has gotten to places outside of Madison and Milwaukee.
Yeah, 100%. I'll have to be walking, knocking on a lot of doors. I'd prefer to do that up somewhere in St. Croix County, though.
I bet they'd let you do that.
I'd be of more use. Right. Actually, in a Democratic primary, though, in St. Croix County, I might not be of any use. I might be counting the records, though. Is that?
But it's
so maybe I need to do it somewhere where I'm not known.
But politically, Trevi, although we're former Republican, you know this state well politically. And yeah. And what's your opinion on the early we're over, well, I guess under a year from the primary next fall. But what do you think of the makeup so far on the Democratic side?
I mean, as I said to somebody who asked me one time about Democratic primaries, I don't know a lot about winning Democratic primaries. If it were a Republican primary, I could probably tell you a thing or two, but not a Democrat one. But what I would say is they have a bunch of diverse voices that are going to be, and they're getting more candidates all the time. That actually is not a bad thing. Yes, it's less consolidation and whatever, but Democrats need to have a lot of voices traveling around the state, showing who they are, showing that they're not just a bunch of, that they're not the stereotype that Republicans and MAGA try and make them into, that they're not out crossing the state saying we need, you know, trans athletes playing at every level or whatever, you know, I mean, a million different things like that, that they're going to be talking about issues like University of Wisconsin system, the Wisconsin idea, how that's the heart and soul of communities like the Fox River Valley with Green Bay or my hometown of River Falls or Pat in the Chippewa Valley or the Cooley region, right? Yeah. Like they need people talking about high school, about public school funding. They need people talking about environmentalism and protecting our environment so that we have places to go deer hunting. And they're going to have people that are doing that. And hopefully they can stay away from the attacks on each other and really not get dragged into. And this is funny because I'm a consultant and I have a plane to catch when you have a problem, Pat, but or Dodd. But the truth is, hopefully, instead of attacking each other, they can stay really, really focused on talking about the issues that matter and let the cards fall where they may in terms of who is the ultimate nominee.
And just to clean up your comments, I know what you meant, Trigby, but just in case people are listening, you're not saying on the trans athlete issue, you're not saying that's what the Democratic platform is. You're saying that's what Republicans and MAGA are going to try to brand them as, correct?
They're running them. Abigail Spanberger, I mean, I do have some insights into what their playbook's going to be for governor's races because I'm sitting here watching one in Virginia. You know, they got Winston Earl Sears, who she could give Tom Tiffany or Derek Van Orten a run for their money. You know, Abby Spanberger literally was a decorated CIA agent. Mm-hmm. And I don't know her, but I know of her from people that I know that were in that line of work. She had a sterling reputation, and literally all they've got is saying that she's going to be letting trans athletes be playing in Virginia sports cross country. Across state. I mean,
the most valuable words,
ridiculous.
The most valuable words any Democratic candidate can have for the next, you know, year plus is there you go again. Say, you know, we're not here to talk about the fact that, you know, health insurance costs are being jacked up, grocery prices haven't come down, and so forth and so on. You stick to that and don't get knocked off your game by that same divisive ridiculousness, then they're going to be okay.
We're talking with Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 across the network, and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. When we come back, Matt is on the line. He has a question, says he's hot burning for Trigvi Olson. We'll listen to that.
Uh-oh.
And also,
I'm ready.
Could a lot of today's issues be summed up in a musical? We'll have the answer to that as well. The other side, don't go anywhere. It's Pat, Trigvi, and Todd with the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
From the musical Wicked, something bad is happening in Oz. If you're not familiar with the show, it's the origin story of Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the West, and Glinda the Good Witch. in this before she becomes the Wicked Witch, Elphaba, meeting with this professor who happens to be a goat, I think. And in this show, it's normal that animals can speak. And they say, wait, something terrible is happening. These are the lyrics quickly. The things you hear these days, dreadful things. I've heard of an ox, a professor from Quox, who is no longer permitted to teach, who has lost all powers of speech. An owl, munchkin, rock, a vicar with a thriving flock, forbidden to preach. Now he can only screech. It's only rumors, but enough to get pause with anybody with pause. Pat Kreitlow, a little goofy, I know, but unfortunately has a lot of pertinence in today with what is going the fallout. I don't want to get too far down into the Charlie Kirk story, but now we have people that has come to Wisconsin through all matters of vocations who are being suspended and fired from their jobs because they dare speak out. And let me start off by saying, I completely renounce all forms of violence, full stop. I renounce all forms of political violence, full stop. But many of these things people are putting on their social media are direct quotes from Charlie Kirk that are the truth and has nothing to do with an opinion on whether he should have died or not. And they're being fired, Pat.
We're at the point where we frankly don't even have to give those disclaimers anymore, because as heinous as the Charlie Kirk, it's been a long week, hasn't it?
Yes.
As heinous as that assassination has been, we are rapidly rising in the terms of seriousness, given the way, and forgive the, I don't know other way to use this, that people like Derek Van Orden are starting to use the First Amendment like toilet paper. It is shocking. It is alarming to see somebody start with a few angry social media posts, but the anger has not subsided. The taste for blood and vengeance has not subsided. The obscenities and the emotional lack of maturity churn on and on, celebrating that people are being fired, they're being singled out, they're being threatened, they're being defunded within his own congressional district. The things that the congressman from the 3rd district is doing right now have crossed a line. They are anti-American.
And
now, Charlie Kirk is now rapidly becoming a separate entity to this. I am sorry for his loss. I am sorry that he feels that this is the path he has to go down, but he has chosen a wrong path. Somewhere past 500 tweets, and he's closing in on 1,000, he has turned his social media feed into something out of Big Brother, one of the telescreens that is monitoring people. And if you dare stray from what the party wants, you will be disappeared. That's the kind of thing he wants. He doesn't want to be a congressman anymore. He wants to be chief of police, chief of the thought police for the 3rd district. And it is past time that other Republicans told him, you're starting to make all of us look bad, pal.
Trigvi Olson, you've talked about something called cognitive dissonance. I know that's a big term for a lot of people, including me. I just say it's about looking yourself in the mirror. But to Pat's point, one of the things that Derek Van Orden did, congressman, this week was call on the complete defunding of federal dollars to go to the second largest municipality in his congressional district, the city of Eau Claire, because two council members put something on their socials that were, by the way, simply quotes of what Charlie Kirk had said with no commentary. And politically, Trigvi, don't you think most people in Eau Claire County, if you said, look, even if you disagree with someone, why cut off all the funding to the entire city because you've got a bone to pick with two people? It doesn't make political sense, Trigvi.
No, it doesn't make political sense. And I don't know. He's a little unhinged on all
a little.
You know, I think there is some irony in the fact that you have people who wrap themselves in their service who are currently at, and I'm not just citing any one individual, but who wrap themselves in their service to the country, which is an incredibly noble thing, who are now advocating for things that are directly antithetical to what has made America great and what has made America exceptional and the values that they stood and fought for. And quite frankly, that our grandparents stood, or our great-grandparents stood and fought for in places like Iwo Jima and Point du Hoc and the beaches of Normandy and the in Bataan. I don't know what to say.
They would all be ashamed of what is happening.
They would
right
be
now.
Incredibly ashamed.
I just get very concerned when I hear that people are being fired and laid off from their private sector jobs for something they put on social media alone, let alone the fact that it wasn't calling for harm to anybody. It wasn't celebrating anybody's death. It was just putting the truth out there. And I just think, Pat, we're getting in a very dangerous place here.
We are, to the point where I have to say, so what? So what if somebody celebrates it? The fact that the Attorney General of the United States says that if somebody celebrates somebody else's murder, as stupid and heinous as that is, that's not hate speech that is worthy of the United States government coming down on somebody, either through investigations or defunding. It's ridiculous. Again, it's un-American. And these folks are not doing themselves any favors the longer this drags on. And I'll just leave it at that.
History is not going to look back kindly on them. They are not going to be seen as the greatest generation.
Nope, it's much more McCarthyesque.
They may be seen as the generation that squandered the gifts that were bestowed to them by the greatest generation.
Yeah,
and they already are.
Tune into Pat every morning. He's not always this, intense. There's music today in history and other things others as well.
Mornings, I'm a nice guy, I promise. Are,
I know.
Look, I like this, Pat.
Mornings with Pat Kreitler, morning from 6 until 9. The phone lines are lit up as Matt Flynn, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. We'll get to your phone calls after this with Trigby Olson. This is the All Ball Show across Wisconsin, the Civic Media Radio Network, Farm News.
Pat's not gonna take it. Pat's not gonna take it. Pat's not gonna take it anymore.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 35 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. Sommer spinning the tunes, fastest DJ hands in the West. Here, I'm joined by the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigby Olson, who joins us from his home in rural Washington, D.C. I like that one. Yeah. Via
soon I'm going to be there for an encore edition on Friday, live and in studio, Todd.
I've heard this. So you're going to be here with your lovely and talented daughter. You've been doing a number of tours around the country as your daughter gets ready to go to college, and you have saved your pitch, your official visit to University of Wisconsin-Madison as your last stop. So we got to put on the dog.
It's not the last stop.
Really? It's not? I thought it was.
You know what? Once you've seen Wisconsin, you've seen them all.
I'm in rare form today. Pat was a little wound up, and rightfully so. I want to know if Jack is going to get Tommy out there. So come to Wisconsin. We got to have you Wisconsin.
Oh, I should right? call in a favor.
You should.
I should just get him to record a message.
All right, phone lines.
I don't need Jack for that. By the way, Jack, how's your fantasy football team doing this year? The Woke Walkers are 4-0, baby. That's the name of my team, the Woke
really?
Walkers.
That's great. By the way,
I might have to change it to the cancel culture.
Trigby, phone lines are lit up for you. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Before the break, talking with Pat Kreitler and Trigby about not specifically about the whole Charlie Kirk assassination, which is terrible. I denounce it. But more so the fallout in Wisconsin. We've seen private and semi-private and public places putting people on leave and firing them for simply putting out factual or truthful information on their private social media. And are we getting in a dangerous spot here where First Amendment rights are being trampled on? And it's getting to the point where it's all about fear and you got to watch what you say or you can be plucked off the streets or at least lose your job. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Matt in Middleton has been waiting a long time. We appreciate you holding, Matt. Thanks for calling in and listening. Matt, what say you?
Hey, guys. Thanks again for what you do. I thought I had a family story here, personal story that I think is relevant to how we got here as a people going through all this chaos. And my brother had a German Shepherd that was old. Its vision was getting bad. And it bit me in my arm, a really bad bite, 16 stitches.
Ooh.
And there were young kids on the lawn. And my brother called me that evening rather shooken voice. He was upset. And what he said sticks with me now and forever and is relevant, I think. He said that the dog biting me in that way, the savage nature of that, seeing the blood, shook him out of his comfort. It brought him to the real savage nature of reality, of the real world. And I think to Trump at his rally last year or when he was running, where he read the poem of the rabbit and the viper, the snake. And I met CJ from Stoughton at the last civic media social thing at Downdrin's. Perfectly nice guy. I gave him a hug. We talked. We can agree on things. I'd buy him a beer anytime. Good guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he fails to see Trump for the viper he really is. There's so many people throughout my life that I talk to. I've been like, Paul Revere over the last 10 years, trying to tell people the reality of what's happening and how bad it can be. And as Americans, so many people, like my brother, were in this comfort zone. It can't happen to us. It can't happen to here. Blah, blah, blah. But then when that viper shows its fangs and it bites you like it's doing now, people like CJ will still not admit the real situation, what's really happening. The viper for being the viper. What do you say to that? And what can we do to wake people up to what's really going on?
I appreciate the listenership, Matt, and I appreciate the call. Trigvy, I'll let you respond to that. And I get it. There are other voices on this network or whatever that try to pit personalities against personalities. I don't do that here. So appreciate all the calls. Want you to listen. Want you to call in. But if we could please not call out specific people by name, I just don't want to make this personal to any personal listener on here. But Trigvy, address Matt's overall concern.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something that I've been talking about for a long time, and that is you have to get people to find the cognitive dissonance, the incongruence between how they live their lives and what they're advocating for politically. And that's it. This is the thing that people sort of are missing with the state that we're in. And politics is normal in what I call the game we know. You know, it's about advocating your position, and Todd, you advocate yours, and we try and come to ultimately some kind of compromise, right? Mm. And in that process, that win-win process, you know, you might stake out a hard line and I might stake out a hard line, but we're really doing that knowing that we're working towards a compromise. In the game that we're in, it's zero sum. It's not about the compromise. And for the people that you're interacting with, they're not necessarily zero sum. They assume they're still playing the game that they know, the win-win. And you have to lead them to understand that, and you do it by asking questions that are probing. You do it by showing genuine interest. In fact, can I give a plug to somebody who listens?
Yeah, please.
Who you'll know of. So I had the pleasure earlier this week of meeting Adolf Gunderson.
Mm-hmm.
Adolf Gunderson wrote a book. This book was written back in, I don't know, but 10, 12 years ago. It's called Let's Talk Politics. He's the nephew of Adolf Gunderson Sr. from the Gundersons in La Crosse, which it was awesome talking to him because Adolf Gunderson, who was the chair of the Board of Regents, Dr. Gunderson, mm-hmm. they're both Dr. Gunderson, but he used to, when he was chair of the Board of Regents and I was down in Madison, he used to take me out for dinner when he was down there and just talk. He's a huge mentor to me, mm-hmm. just a great guy. Ran for Congress. Anyway, the point is made in that book, you know, Adolf, the nephew, is one of the leading experts on that. And he makes the point in the book that it starts with listening to what the other person is saying and trying to understand them. It's not about just advocating to them. You're not going to convince somebody by just saying, you know, this, this, and this. You've got to make it personal to them. You've got to make them understand that, you know, I think about a friend back home who's one of the people who, you know, always is going to church and giving money for the immigrants that came, that come and live in River Falls, right? Mm-hmm. And yet they're advocating for things that are politically diametrically opposed to that.
The name of the book Trygve Olson is referring to is Let's Talk Politics, Restoring Civility Through Exploratory Discussion by Adolf Gunderson. Appreciate you bringing that up, Trygve. Trygve Olson, Lincoln Project, yep. Joins us.
He would be a really good person, quite honestly, Todd. Hey, I just thank him with the questions that you're getting. And actually, he knew of me because I'm on the Todd Alba Show.
How about that? We always appreciate that.
He didn't know me. He didn't know me because he had no idea the connections that were coming. I used to stay at his uncle's house right across the street. And guess what? His kid. He has a kid named
Trygve.
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome.
Really?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. It made my day.
I'm sure it did.
Somebody said, you should talk to this guy. And we ended up hooking up. It was awesome.
That's super cool.
Trygve being really helpful with something I'm working on.
Is our guest 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Rick in Waukesha, listening on WAUK. Rick, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hey, I got something I want to tell you because I heard you mention it, The Greatest Generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just watched a program on the veterans that are still alive, a new release thing. With 90-year-old guys and a 101-year-old guy. And the guy that took out 7 pillboxes got a medal, and they asked him, what do you think of this? You're the greatest generation. And he said, you know what? The media made that term and books. He said, but really, I believe we're just a different generation.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
That's how he stated it.
But that's great, so Rick. But isn't
I thought I'd put that out.
Really appreciate it. But oftentimes, Trygve and Rick, I don't know what your experience is, but often the people that saw and did the worst and the most in combat, say the least.
Yeah.
And downplay it.
You know, he didn't talk until he was 97 years old.
Wow. A true American hero. Thanks, Rick, for sharing that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to look that up, Rick, for sure. The bottom line is, you know, they did not view themselves as heroes. I've talked about it before. When I was growing up as a kid in River Falls, a guy named Pahachik was our mailman, who substitute mailman when the regular mailman wasn't able to do it. And I was doing some research before I wrote my Substack for Memorial Day, and about people who had served from River Falls. I was actually looking up another guy that I knew who had been in Bataan. And I came across Pahachik. It turns out Pahachik was one of the boys of Pontu Hawk. Never knew it. Never would have known that. Came home, farmed, and delivered the mail as a reserve mailman.
Incredible.
Huge American hero.
True heroes.
Saved.
All.
Yep. But I'll tell you, I mean, that's the thing, Todd. And I think about this from my own experience. I talk about it a lot. When I was maybe 28, 29, 30, I went to Serbia. And it scarred me because I saw people who had lived in peace and harmony next to each other for years. They'd gone to each other's weddings. They were neighbors. Start killing each other because Slobodan Milosevic was stoking ethnic hatreds from years before.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can happen. It can totally happen.
855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Eau Claire, WCFW, the TAP at Eau Claire. Gene, about a minute and a half. You can get in, please. Go ahead. Gene, are you there? Gene in Eau Claire, 855-752. We'll put her on hold. Go to Mark quickly in Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for holding. Are you there? What say you?
Yeah, I'm here. You can remember that Derek Van Orden, the reminder there, said Benedict Arnold was a hero right up to the time he betrayed the country. That he was a decorated hero until he betrayed the country. So Derek Van Orden, you know, he doesn't seem to understand that concept, that a guy can be a hero one day and betray his oath the next day. And let's remember, 1984, the end of 1984, I read this back over 50 years ago, it still sticks to me, you know, that he loved Big Brother. I mean, this is what they expect us to do. They want to break our spirit and make us love Donald Trump and love the fascism that Donald Trump is bringing to us, and we cannot let them defeat us.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Trygve, about a minute here left, and so I'm going to kind of put this out there, give you a couple of minutes to think on it. I want to come back and pick up, because to your point, and I know you're humble about this, but it's important. You've seen some really bad things in Eastern Europe. You're banned by Putin himself from going into Russia. And I have more than one person.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go there anyway, Todd.
Right. More than one person asked me this week, and said, I want to know from Trigvi about some of the things that are happening in this country, some we've already talked about in terms of suppression of speech, but also now they released these texts of the alleged shooter in the Charlie Kirk assassination. And I don't want to go too far down the hole, but a lot of things don't add up. And people are losing faith in institutions. And what does that mean for America moving forward? I'm going to ask that to Trigvi after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now, 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. Followed by Check of Weather, Mike Clemens, great sports report. Brewers got another win last night. Magic number down to 7 now for the NL Central. Cubs also won yesterday. Last check, the Cubs were tied in their game today. Brewers back underway tonight, 6:35, first pitch, 6:05 for the pregame show across many of our stations. The Los Angeles Lakers against the Brewers on WRCO Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. Also a good time to remind you that Civic Media has launched a brand new daily email newsletter on Substack. It will connect you to all of the terrific content we produce every day across the network. It's called Civic Media Today, and it's free to subscribe. So check it out at Substack now. Apparently lots of wrangling over Universal NBC over the use of the word today. But apparently we paid them off or something. So it is called Civic Media Today. And the cool thing is if you open it the next day, it's called Civic Media Yesterday. So that's a nice feature. You can follow.
And if you somehow get an early edition, it could be Civic Media Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, exactly.
But it's a deal, Todd. It's free.
It's free. It's at Civic
In a
Media
world where there's no such thing as a free lunch, it's a free lunch.
And check out Trigvi Olson at his Substack as well for all of his great writing.
I know. I haven't been writing as much recently.
look, I want to get to this. Not a lot of time left, but. And I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole. I want to be careful about this, Trigvi. But I've heard it from a lot of other people that I respect. And I know you haven't, in fairness, you've been tied up with a project. And actually, I'm glad to hear you haven't been in the minutia of the Charlie Kirk assassination. But in the charging documents yesterday, the authorities, the local authorities of Utah and the FBI released what they alleged to be texts after the assassination between the accused shooter and his romantic partner. And they use phrases, and this is a 22-year-old kid, using phrases like, quote, I'm still okay, my love. And the whole thing just does, to a lot of people, it's like, and Zahmer said, he's 26. And after the show, he's like, I read it, and that doesn't seem like anything a 22-year-old. The vernacular isn't right. And so people are saying, the same FBI that told us they met privately with Ghislaine Maxwell, and she said she cleared Donald Trump of all the Epstein stuff and then got a deal for a cushy prison, is the same FBI who's telling us this is what happened in the Charlie Kirk assassination. And a lot of people are saying, how can I now trust my institutions? And Trigvi, as you've traveled the world, I think that's a dangerous spot to be in now. And I'm not defending those institutions, by the way. I'm just saying we've reached this point that I think is very detrimental and dangerous to American democracy.
Incredibly dangerous. I mean, trust and faith in institutions is massive. I mean, you know, there is Richard Nixon got a lot of things wrong. He did get right. Americans have to know if their president is a crook. Right. Like, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the erosion of trust in institutions, the idea that, you know, basically the U.S. Congress, state legislatures across the country have just become two partisan camps. And, you know, it kind of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, Todd, in a way, because the people that want to go and try and do things rather than be someone, they they don't want to be in the process anymore because there's no opportunity to do things across party lines and work with the other side. And so what you end up with, and I have to give him credit, Tommy Thompson used to always say, two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do, and you want the kinds who want to do, whether you agree with them or not. We're getting less and less of them. Yeah. I mean, I don't, you know, to take this full circle, I don't know what Derek Van Odwan, I don't know what he exactly wants to do. It's clear he likes to be, but I'm wondering what it is that he wants to do and who is he reaching out to work across the aisle to do things with. And it, you know, I think in Wisconsin and all across the country, really, that's going to be a central point of conversation between now and the next elections. And we're seeing it all over. I mean, the redistricting mid-cycle to improve your party's chances, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the U.S. Congress is supposed to be about all of us, whether you voted for the person or not. The person who's representing people in Congress isn't representing a political party. They're supposed to be representing, or even the country as a whole. They're supposed to be representing the people of the congressional district or the legislative district that they were sent to represent. And if we can't figure that out, and we don't seem to be able to, then we're a lost cause. And quite frankly, to take it full circle, I don't think people realize how dangerous it is. You know, my wife is back over in Lithuania because her mother isn't doing well. There's Russian drones flying into NATO airspace all the time now.
Yeah.
It isn't people who think that they're scared to see what it's like to have America without democracy. They're asking the wrong question. What they should really be afraid of is seeing what a world looks like when America's light of freedom and democracy has been extinguished, what that looks like, because the past before World War II was one filled with not a lot of prosperity, far less prosperity, and a lot of dead people.
Always a pleasure, Trigvi Olsen, to have you on.
Wasn't really very good. Pleasurable.
No, it was because you gave great insight. What are you doing at 2:35 on Friday?
2:35 on Friday.
Billy Mack is going to be on, president and founder of the Janesville Jets, because they're opening their brand. They're kicking it off.
I know what I'm doing now. I'm coming on with you and Billy.
All right.
We are talking hockey, baby.
All right. You can hear him on Friday and next Wednesday as well. Trigvi Olsen.
Send me a text. All right. Remind me.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Trigvi.
See you on Friday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.